walked with his hands secured in front of him, his eyes on the wooden planks at his feet, not on the water, not on the dozens of bodies floating just off the end of the pier, not on his dead friends and comrades. The walk was 30 seconds in duration, and then the prisoner's sandaled feet stopped in the pool of blood at the end of the wooden planks. Here, the lead executioner waited, his Kalashnikov hanging low from the sling around his neck. The executioner said nothing. The prisoner in orange knelt. He showed no emotion, but only continued to pray, his eyes closed now. The two men who had delivered him here took a step back. Their own boots and pants and even the ammunition racks on their chests were covered in blood splatter, and they kept their weapons raised, barrels just behind their prisoner's ears. But they did not fire. They looked on while the executioner raised his Kalashnikov, glanced towards the cameraman back at the edge of the pier to make certain he was getting all this, and then shot the young man in his right temple. Half of the man's head exploded, spewing outwards 3 meters above the water. The body spun and tipped forward and dropped into the blood-red lake face first, with a splash that was identical to the 25 other splashes that preceded it. The escort team had already turned away to take the next man in the rapidly shrinking row of prisoners. 42 now. There were